Good afternoon and welcome. It's Friday and thank you for tuning in to Eagle FM, wherever you're tuned in from. I'm pretty sure if you're a regular, you know that I'm really fighting the edge to say, basically fighting the edge to make sure that I don't start yelling welcome to Home Run. That's because it's Friday and you know what that means. It's Witani Childline radio program in collaboration with, Lifeline Childline and Eagle FM and Helmet. And today in the studio, today with me, as usual, on this program, there are always guests here to give us a few pointers on, believe it or not, how to eat, of all things. And in studio with me is Jordyn Engelbrecht. Yes, I just got a congratulation. For the first time in the history of mankind, I got it right. And right alongside her is Sunshine Shefeni, who will be giving us the basics, more like the basics on the understanding on the correlation between nutrition and school performance. So you may want to, you know, increase the volume on this one. So let's just welcome my guest before I give them the floor to give us this wonderful education. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
All good. So, we're ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes. The floor is yours.
Okay. Hello and welcome, everyone, to Witani Childline Radio in collaboration with Eagle FM. It's your girls, Jordyn and...
Sunny.
And today we have an awesome topic, which is...
Nutrition and school performance. As we unwrap this topic, we will be making sure to ask a question, as we always do, at the end of the discussion. Before we begin, a reminder to all of our listeners, if you need someone to talk to or need counseling services, please remember to contact the toll-free counseling helplines on 116 or 106.
What is nutrition? Is what most of you might ask yourselves. Nutrition is eating healthy foods that help your body grow, stay strong, and have energy to play, learn, and feel good. Because it's anyways Friday, guys. We all have to feel good. You know that. Anyways, healthy food and nutrition is one of the most important factors that influence a child's ability to learn, concentrate, and succeed in school.
Because we all know a balanced diet provides the body and brain with the nutrition needed for growth, memory, attention span, and problem solving. Children who eat healthy meals are generally more alert, energetic, and participatory in class. In contrast, poor nutrition can lead to fatigue, poor concentration, and frequent headaches.
So skipping meals can lead to tiredness, poor concentration, and low academic performance, which is not good for school learners or students. A balanced diet should include fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and dairy or other calcium-rich foods.
So, we are going on a short break. Please stay tuned for more interesting information on nutrition and school performance.
Nutrition and school performance. More on that after the break. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't
know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
And welcome back. So we continue with the importance or the correlation between nutrition and school performance with Witani Childline radio program, educating us on the correlation between the two. So we continue where we left off before the break. Ladies, take it away.
Hey, thank you all for still staying with us. We are finally diving into the theme of school performance. Nutrition like carbohydrates help our body tissue to perform certain functions like moving our legs to run. However, I just can't seem to fathom the idea of it helping my school performance. Jodine, can you please help me understand this?
I know this seems hard to understand, but I assure you, it's very simple. We learned that carbohydrates help our body cells get energy through the process of respiration.
Yes.
Now, hippocampus. Hippocampus, amygdala, and cerebral cortex. Hippocampus acts like a saving button or a librarian that takes new facts and turns them into long-term memories. Now, amygdala handles feelings like joy or fear and helps you remember things that are tied to strong emotions. Cerebral cortex, the large outer layer that stores long-lasting knowledge like words, history, facts, and how to ride a bike. Now, I know some of us can't ride bikes, like me personally. I never tried to learn, but yeah, I know a lot of you can. So.
Oh, okay. I think I'm starting to understand this a lot more. Thank you.
No problem. So what type of food do we need to eat, and how does it help with our memory?
If we eat fish or nuts, it will help us process information quickly. Oats can help us stay focused for long periods of time, and eggs to help us store new information.
Whoa! I am definitely guilty of not eating enough eggs. Perhaps it will help me remember the new math formula I learned today.
I am guilty of that too. So, from what I understand, nutrition has a direct effect on our school performance. If we are able to focus in school and be able to retain what we learn.
ShopRite's birthday is in the major league with major low prices. Get 4 kg real good IQF chicken mixed portions, only $189.99. 10 kg champion super maize meal for $134.99. And 200 grams Baker's Eat Some More shortbread or chocolate biscuits. All variants, just $29.99 each. Valid until 9 August 2026. Get major savings with ShopRite's major league birthday. Plus, pick a box for a chance to win your share of over $500,000 and weekly gift cards. Buy any 3 participating products. WhatsApp the code on your till slip and pick a box to see if you're a winner. Only at ShopRite.
Welcome back, and we continue where we left off after that short commercial break. And if you're listening, you must have already learned a lot of new things, starting with, hippocampus. For some reason, maybe it's the Kavango in me, but when I first, when I heard Jordan say hippocampus, I was just thinking about a bunch of hippos at a university campus. It turns out it's a part of your brain. So, well, at least I learned something new today, but we continue with this discussion. Sunshine, USA?
Okay, so from what I understand, nutrition has a direct effect on our school performance. If we are able to focus in school and be able to retain what we learned, we will feel much more confident and have a positive attitude towards school. This will in turn improve our performance.
Precisely. I hope our listeners understood this too. We will be right back after the short break again. So, yeah.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Ipuranenge no wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Konongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali mbali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora etatu natu mbali o etatu matatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
And welcome back. We continue where we left off. And if you just tuned in, you are listening to Witani Childline radio program here on Eagle FM. And that's by Lifeline Childline in collaboration with Eagle FM and Helmut and Jordan and Sunshine for today. And today's subject or today's topic we are being educated on in terms of nutrition is the correlation between nutrition and school performance by Jordan Engelbrecht and Sunshine Shefeni. Ladies.
Hey, you guys are still listening?
Yay! I hope you have all enjoyed our little chat. Now is the question we are leaving you with today is, what is your favorite food and does it benefit your brain cells?
Thank you so much for listening to Witani Childline Radio in collaboration with Eagle FM. Remember, if you need any counseling support or you're someone to talk to, just contact the toll-free counseling numbers 106 or 116.
We would also like to take the opportunity to thank our sponsors UNICEF Namibia and European Union for their continued support.
That's all for today. It's your favorite host, Jodine and
Sunny.
Same time, same place, same people, different topic. Have a nutritional weekend ahead. Yeah.
Have a nutritional weekend. That's how today's Witani Childline radio program ends, and that's on nutrition and school performance, the correlation between the two. So I hope you learned something new because I definitely did. And I just confirmed a few minutes ago, you know, off mic that hippocampus has nothing to do with hippos. It's just, you know, it's a human biology thing. You learn something new every day. And Jordan, Sunshine, thank you very much for talking to us on this topic.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And, well, same to you guys. Have a nutritional weekend.